It's the upper room, of course. The Lord is with his handful of disciples, a handful of prayer warriors, you could say. And so let's read here from John 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Now we'll move down, please, to verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Then verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We'll leave it there. The Lord bless this passage in our hearts today. The reason I've read this passage today is because today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of William Tyndale, the great Bible translator. William Tyndale was burned at the stake in Belgium in the year 1536 on this day, 6th of October. So every year on the 6th of October, this day is special to me. I always think of William Tyndale and the great sacrifice that he made. He, of course, translated the New Testament from Greek into English. While Luther was translating God's word into German, Tyndale was translating it into English. Tyndale actually met Luther for a few days in the year 1524. Both men met up. Tyndale had to leave England, and he set sail for the continent and made a beeline to Wittenberg, where Luther was. And the two men spent some days of sweet fellowship together and discussing a Bible translation. And so Tyndale eventually produced his English translation of the New Testament. 90% of it is found in our authorized version that we love today. 90% of this beloved book is the work of William Tyndale. That book that we hold in our hands this morning, we give thanks to God, 90% William Tyndale's labours. How we ought to love the Word of God, how we ought to cherish it, how we ought to treasure it. Do you know the blood of William Tyndale is on this book? The blood of the martyr is on this book. Oh, I know we primarily, above all, think of the blood of our dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, is on this book. That's why we love it. But let's remember that the blood of the martyrs is on this book as well. Dare we take this book lightly today? Dare we in the Western Church today yawn when we handle this precious book? There's a lot of people do, by the way. Even in churches, you have people, oh, Bible reading, sermon, yawn. Boring, no interest. Sad. But, oh, how we ought to love this precious book. There's a lovely monument to William Tyndale in London. If you ever get the opportunity, you've maybe been there, but if you haven't, if you ever get the opportunity to go to an area that's called the Victoria Embankment. If you go to the Victoria Embankment in London, you can see the monument to William Tyndale. Very interesting even to read the inscription on it. It says a number of things about the reformer. William Tyndale, first translator of the New Testament into English from the Greek, born 1484, died a martyr at Vilvoorde, Belgium, 1536. And then a couple of Bible verses. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And then goes on to tell us about the last words of William Tyndale. Tyndale's last words, they're actually a prayer. Do you know what he prayed? Some of you maybe know. If you don't know, here it is. Lord, open the King of England's eyes. Lord, open the King of England's eyes. The last words that Tyndale spoke, a wonderful prayer that he breathed heavenward as the flames were coming up round him. Lord, open the King of England's eyes. You know, the Lord heard that prayer because within a year there was a Bible in every Anglican church in the land by command of the King. King Henry VIII was moved by God to command that a Bible be placed in every parish church in England within a year of Tyndale's martyrdom, within a year of Tyndale's dying prayer. So that's the monument in London. But you know the greatest monument to Tyndale is this book. That's his monument. This is his monument today, folks, that we have read from today. Maybe you're wondering why we read from John chapter 13. Why do we read from John's Gospel today? Well, because William Tyndale loved the writings of St. John. He said that, he wrote that, that his favourite writings in Scripture were the writings of St. John. Actually, his favourite Bible verse of all was 1 John chapter 4, 19. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. See, it's not the other way around. Christ doesn't love us because we first loved him. No, we love him because he first loved us. He took the initiative. He first loved us and came into the world to save poor sinners like us. That's the reason why we're in this prayer meeting today, because of his love for us.